Hey folks, Dan Frio here. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. So today I want to walk you guys through, if you're new to my channel, every day I come across and I talk about the economic news. We go through these things over through here. And then I always say, you know, I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. And then I come up with this thing. It's like, one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? Well, today that's what I'm going to show you. So folks, if you're watching this, you most likely follow this every day. And let me know if you guys want, can you guys hear me okay? Just give me a thumbs up, please help me on that one. And then if you're coming in and you just want to know what maybe rate you can qualify for, I can run maybe a few of these today for you guys. So without further ado, I want to show you guys behind the curtains on what we do and how we do this to make sure you're shopping the right way. Because you were taught in the past, most likely you were taught this, shop around for mortgage rates. So then you get all these quotes and then you're saying, okay, this rate's fantastic, but the costs are high, and then this rate's high, and the costs are low. How do I compare all this? Well, that's what I'm here to do for you guys today. So you see, I come out, and here's what's happening to rates today. We got them just a little stagnant. There's really not much going on there today. We got the MBS market. It's down 15 ticks. That means mortgage rates are going to go up. You're not there here for those. You're here for this. So how do we find you the best mortgage rate? So that's the question you're probably most likely asking. So here's what you do. Here's the options that you have. You can go through this, and I'm just going to go through a few of these to show you most likely what you're facing. So you go to this, and I'm going to show you right through here. This is giving us first Moto Mortgage. I think they're a mortgage broker or something like that. Kenneth Webster, Tulane, whatever that's, I think locally lenders. But let's go to here. Compare current mortgage rates today. So we go to bankrate.com. This is probably what you're going to do. You might go there, LendingTree, or this is basically what you get on all the other sites as well. So let's go through this. It's going to say, okay, what am I looking to do? Purchase, buy, where's rates? Okay, so let's just go through here and amuse me saying, top bank offers nationally, see today's rates. I'm looking to buy, timeline 6 months, 30-year fixed. Go over to here. It's calculating. Whoa, okay, cool. Rates are at 5.25. I didn't realize rates are at 5.25. Okay, 5.25, 5.99. Why are they so different? Okay, but you also have to understand what's the criteria over here. You might say, okay, they're getting a 5.25 rate. That's fantastic. I want that rate. You realize these people are putting 20% down. They get a 780 credit score. Is that you? Maybe not. Let me get to give you some tools that you guys can do. So if you're a homeowner, I'm going to go over RateWatch 2.2 with you in a minute, but I want to show you guys what we do behind the scenes to figure out what kind of rate you can get. So we're going to go to this thing through here. Here's what we use. Here's our ammunition behind the scenes. So this is what we come up with, and this is how we track rates for you. So instead of you going to companies like this, and here's what happens is, you go to this, and now you got to click next, and you're going to go to all these options, and you're saying, okay, if I go to that, I'll have to put in an application, pull my credit, they're going to call me, give me a quote, it's good for that day. Just remember, it's good for that day because we have mortgage rates, they're all over the map. Okay, so if you don't lock in right then and there, what's the rate 2-3 hours from now? It might change. The next day, it's probably going to change. So what do you do? Well, then you get another quote. You go down to here, they're going to give you another quote. Then through here, then you go to another places like LendingTree.com, and those they sell your data out to all these people. So you just keep putting in your application, having your credit ran. So how do we accomplish this with one application, one credit pool, to make sure you're shopping? Okay, you should shop 3-4 lenders. How about if we looked at over 30? Let me show you what we do. So if you have any, if you want to give me your analysis here, a lot of people watch this after office hours. If you're joining me today, let me know if you're a loan officer or you're just joining me today because you had nothing else to do. But most people watch me after hours. So here's what I want to show you guys what we do. And I used to have this tool built in here. We took it out because it was confusing a lot of people. But let's get over to here. If you want to really find out the best rate out there, give me your information. Okay, the information we need, it's a lot of information. Let me go over and show you what comprises your interest rate. Now, this is what surprises a lot of people. Okay, so first, this is all the stuff we have to fill in to figure out what kind of rate you can get. So if you call and say, hey, Dan, what says 30-year fixed? I'm like, well, I need to know a few things. I just need to know 30-year fixed. This is all the data we need. So let's start filling it out so you can understand this. So in this one, we're going to say, okay, I'm going to say I'm looking to buy a house right now. It's spring. The housing season's upon us. It's not going crazy like it did in the, you know, even last year wasn't that great. But I remember 2021, I had a staff of 20 loan officers picking up the phone all day long. And it was crazy. Now it's back to kind of a little bit normal. But let's get over and see maybe what I would qualify for if I'm looking to buy a house in today's market. So let's break this down. So I'm looking to put down, I'm a first-time home buyer. So let's say I'm a first-time home buyer. I might be like you guys. So I'll do a first-time home buyer. Then we're going to be somebody like, you know, maybe they're moving to their next house, has a little bit of equity to put down. And I'll show you the variances on rates, because the more you put down, you're probably going to get a better rate. Let's start breaking it down. The first thing we want to know is what position, lien position we're looking at. It's a first mortgage. I'm looking to buy a house. What type of loan am I looking for? Well, my credit's great. I'm looking to just put a little bit of money down. So I have some options here, but let's just see what kind of rates we can get with a conventional loan. Then we go down through here. Here's a piece of the puzzle that a lot of people miss. Some programs qualify you not only on your credit scores and not only if you're a first-time home buyer, but also in your income. So there are programs down through here. If you look through this, it says affordable. So there's affordable programs in there that actually, if you make under a certain income limit in your county, you qualify for discounted rates. A lot of people don't know that. So your income is a part of this equation. Then we go down through here in the purchase price. I'm looking to buy my first house even in Chicago. Let's say it's $350,000. Yeah, it's pretty expensive out there these days. I'm going to say, okay, I'm a first-time home buyer. I heard I can buy with 3% down. So let's see. I'm looking to put 97. I'm financing 97%. So I'm only putting down 3%. Now, this is where their information really comes into play too. What's your credit score? Do you really know your credit scores? Okay, I created a system. Go to creditscoresandmore.com. It's plural. You can actually go there and find out what your credit scores are, because most people, they're like, oh, well, my Discover score says this. I bet you're wrong if you put in your credit score. But let's just go through and say you know your credit score, and I'm going to pay, in this case, it is 740. Now, 740 used to be basically the highest credit score that you needed to get the best rates. Well, a few years ago, about 4 years ago, the administration changed it, and they bumped it up to 780 to bring a little reprieve down to those people with, you know, less credit worthy credit scores. So that's what's happening, but we're going to say we're with a 740 credit score on this one. My income. Now, this is where it comes into play. I need to know your income. If you're making 10 grand a month or more, you're not going to qualify for these things. But I'm going to say I make $5,500 a month. Okay? I'm squeezing it. I save some money. I got all my bills paid off, and I think I can make these payments. I'm a first-time home buyer. I'm looking to buy in Chicagoland area, 60623, and I'm just going to say it's a single-family home. And okay, so let's see what kind of rates I can get. Okay, so here's what happens. Now what's happening behind the scenes, well, on your screen, it's going out to 40 different lenders to say, okay, here's the best programs we have out there at this time. Well, it's going to come up with promo products and stuff like that just to bring in some business. Let's get rid of those and repopulate this thing. So every once in a while, some of the lenders will have promotionals. They only last sometimes a day or two, so make sure you jump on board on these things. And that's why we can track all these things for you. So now this is what's telling us. Right now, I would be able to qualify with a lender in one of our systems here. And the rate is 6%. 6%. I thought rates were 6.25, 6.3, even higher than that. 6%. The good news here is this is your real rate. You don't have to pay any points or anything for it. If you go to this thing, if you look over to here, you're going to see over through here, yeah, they got a great rate, but you're paying 1.71 points. That could add up to a lot of money in this case. $9,000 in fees. Well, if you're buying your first house, you probably don't have that much money anyways. So let's go back over to here, and this is where this really comes into play. It's not costing you anything. Yeah, the rate's a little bit higher, but if you really want to pay that much money in buying down points, I got some other ways you can use that money to pay different costs. And maybe, you know, rates coming down in the future, maybe don't buy the rate right down right now. Maybe look and, you know, put that money aside, maybe refinancing it in the future when rates get back down below, you know, maybe back in the high fives if this Iran situation can get over with. So that's what we do. So now let's go back into it, and I can show you some other things. And this is how powerful this thing is. Let's now go and say, okay, Dan, my credit score is a 780. Okay. And this is how how different this thing is. Remember, it was 6%. I really don't know what it's going to come back at this time. Don't know if there's going to be much of a difference, but it's scanning the whole system once again. Let's see what comes in this time. Last time it was 6%. We weren't having to pay anything, but we weren't getting anything back. It's the same thing right through there. So in that case, your credit score really didn't matter. But let's go over to here and say, okay, wonder if my credit scores are bad. Okay, you can still qualify for a conventional loan with a 620 credit score. You know, 620, if you have a 619, you're probably not going to get approved. They're saying, okay, we really don't put, you know, credit scores into play anymore. That's what they tell you, but it's still a big piece of all this stuff, especially when you're looking at rates. So now let's jump in. The 620 credit score, same criteria. What kind of rate can I get in this situation? And here's what I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you it's probably not very good, because conventional loans don't really like bad credit scores. So you can see in this one, it's actually not too bad. It's the Home Ready program. So what that means is you qualified, and the good news is you qualified at much discount rates, because over through here, your income qualified you for the affordable program. Okay, so let's take that out. Let's say you make more money. Let's say you make 10 grand a month. You're doing pretty good. Your credit scores are just bad. You're partying, you're doing all the stuff you need to do or want to do. And so now let's see what these rates look like. So we're going to go down through here, and you're going to see there's probably going to be a big difference. 6.625 from 6%. Just because we changed the credit score. That's how much of a difference this is. So that's what, when you know, other programs come into play. And you're like, what kind of other programs you have? You guys realize I have tools out there right through here. These are all free. I'm not trying to sell you on anything. I'm not trying to sell you to buy a house. I'm not even trying to sell you on refinancing. I just want to give you the tools so you understand all these. A lot of my viewers are realtors and loan officers. If you're a homeowner, home buyer, you can use these as well. Like, for example, if you want to go down through here and say, okay, can I consolidate my debt? What makes the most sense? This is really cool. This will give you AI. You can plug in all your debt, every piece of information you have. It's going to analyze it and say, you realize you're paying this much each month in your payments, and you're paying that much month in interest. What if we consolidate this? Which program or what scenario would make this make sense? So it's going to analyze it and say, okay, we have a program here that's, you can refinance your first mortgage. Maybe a home equity loan would make the most sense. AI is going to actually figure that out for you. So these are just some of the tools that we have for you right through here. You can find all this stuff right through here on my website at therateupdate.com. But let's go back over to here. So in this case, most likely, hopefully, you might be a veteran. We can put you into a VA loan. Let's look at those rates. If you joined me yesterday, I had a special event on veterans. So hopefully you can check that out. But we're going to go through here and let's say, okay, this person, they qualify for a VA loan. Okay, so let's just, for hypothetical reasons, let's go over and say, okay, how much better of a rate would they get? Remember, we're at 6.625 on the conventional loan. Now, if you go over to a VA loan, what's that rate going to be? I can almost assure you it's going to be a lot better. And it is 5.99. So yes, rates at 5.99 are back. Okay, so that's a VA loan. Dear Dan, I'm not a veteran. Well, let's look at FHA. This is where FHA really comes into play. So we're going to modify the loan. We're going to go back through here and say, okay, I want an FHA loan. And let's see what this does for me. So you might get a lower rate. Yeah, there are fees associated with FHA, but what we're going to do is we're going to compare saying, okay, we have these fees, we have this upfront cost, you're going to have this PMI. If you're confused with all this, you got to join me each day. But this one is saying, heck, with an FHA loan, I can qualify for it. Hold on a second, I did something wrong. I don't even believe it popped up. With an FHA loan, you need 3.5% of a down payment. So I had to make that adjustment in there. You click it and watch this. You're going to get rates down probably as comparable to VA as they were, but they might even be a little bit better than VA. So let's check it out. FHA rates for that client, again, putting down 3.5% with a 620 credit score. That's as bad as you can get when it comes to a conventional loan. These people get 5.875. Remember the conventional loan, 6.625? So it's probably better off to do this. But all the tools I give you analyze all this stuff. Okay, so hopefully now you understand a little bit more about what we do behind the scenes. Okay, so let me give you some tools. So let's go through, if you're a homeowner, I'm just going to give you something that you can use right through here. It's called RW2. It's down below. I created these names and they don't even make sense. But down below, there's going to be links to these things right through here. This is what we call RateWatch 2.2. What it analyzes is if you're a homeowner, you're going to be able to track rates in here. and also your monthly savings. Pretty cool tool. Let me show you real quick so I can demo this. And we launched this just recently. I just put out a video for this as well. So I'm going to say in this case, Dan, I have a $450,000 loan. I bought it the worst time possible. It was November of 2023 when rates were, yes, they were almost 8%. I sat on the sidelines and I didn't do anything when rates hit 599. So what can I do now? So you go through here, you put in that information. What's the numbers look like? Well, this is what your payment is now. That's most likely your principal and interest payment right up through there. You're going to have mortgage insurance, some other things added to that. You realize you have over $600,000 in interest still to pay back. Well, if you refinance today, what would it look like? Well, I could save $474 a month, and here's what those numbers would look like. So I can cut my payments down $474 a month. This is saying my cost is going to be about $5,000. It's probably going to be lower than that. Most people are getting about $3,500. But Dave Ramsey always says, if your break-even's under 24 months, it's a no-brainer. So this one's 11 months, and you might even get lower cost than that. But if that doesn't do it for you, well, then tell me how much of a monthly savings you'd want. Let me know down through here. Or when the rate hits where? We'll reach out to you at that point as well. So all these tools are right in your lap. So this is where we can come into play. So not only are we helping you track these things, you're also making sure you're getting the best rates in the markets, because we're tracking almost 40 lenders to make sure you're getting the lowest rates and the lowest fees in the market that we have access to. And don't forget to join me each day and watch this. It's the command. It's a link down below as well, folks. It's going to monitor mortgage rates for you. If you're a realtor, loan officer, this is valuable. You're probably paying $100 a month for these things. So some of the data is delayed, and I'll show you that below. But all this data right through here, it is live. It updates every 3-4 minutes. Down through here, this is the MBS market and the treasury markets. These are they could be up to about an hour delayed because it's hard to get this information. But then you go down through here, it's giving you live information on what the S&P 500 is doing, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, the VIX. You know what the VIX is? The VIX is the anxiety levels on Wall Street. You realize this was like 28 about 2 weeks ago? We need this about 15. The markets are basically stable from there. We got Bitcoin up to $74,000 a coin. And then right down through here, this is the Federal Reserve's information, where the federal funds rate is, the information they monitor, and what most likely they're going to do at the next meeting in 22 days. So that should do it for today. So instead of going out there and looking through all this stuff through bankrate.com, lending, this is even confuses me. I'd look at this and say, well, why wouldn't I just call 5.25? They're the lowest rate there. But then you go over here and you start seeing all these other things. Then if you start adjusting these numbers to say, let's say, look at what we did. We had a person at 740 credit score putting 5% down. Let's see how that's comparable. Again, you look at these numbers. Look, you get the fee. You get that. But now the fee, I don't know if you can see behind there, $11,000. $11,000. Yeah, don't be fooled on all this stuff, folks. Join me each day. Subscribe over there so every time I post a video, you get an alert. So hopefully that can make a little bit more sense of how we track rates on our RateWatch 2.2 engines. And please don't forget to check out our Stand store. It has all these mortgage calculators and more. So that's it for today, folks. There is RateWatch 2.2 right up through here. And if you have a loan estimate, you want me to run that through and see if we can get you maybe a lower rate, lower fees from the lender you're already working with. If we can do both, if I can get you a lower rate and lower fees, I'm hoping to win you as a client. You can upload that right through here. But that's it for today, folks. I hope you learned a little bit of something. The markets are a little stagnant right now. There's no huge changes, but tomorrow we're going to get the jobs report and some other information. So stay tuned, because mortgage rates are on the move. What are they going to do next? Well, you'll be ahead of the curve if you subscribe down over through there. So thanks for watching, folks. If you need some help with the mortgage, trying to figure out if to refinance makes any sense to you, or you're looking to refinance, love to help you out.